and eat it with your fingers. What do you call that?
roasting ears. Roasting ears. Mm-hmm.
And the little animal was black with a white stripe and down its back. And if you scare him, he smells pretty bad.
Pool cat.
And
goat, whatever you want to call it.
And a little animal that's that hops around. The big ones live in the water, and the small ones just live around in the grass.
Blue frog.
In the water, and what do you call them in the grass? They're smaller, but they still hop around. You got about three different kinds, I think. Excuse me. You call them toad frogs if they're in the grass?
Toad frogs. They live all out in the high land, toad frogs.
Mm-hmm. Suppose they live in bushes and they make quite a song. What do you call them? In the old days,
what do you call two fellows in the old days? They're
singing. When they lived in bushes, would you call them tree frogs or rain frogs?
Rain frogs.
Rain frogs. The bug that flies around at night and lets off light.
Lightning bug. Uh-huh.
And these bugs that are about, never more than 3 inches long, with very filmy wings. They say they eat mosquitoes. They fly around and hover, and fly, dart around pretty fast.
I don't know what to.
You ever call them mosquito hawks?
Oh, yeah, mosquito hawks.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard them called snake doctors in the old days?
No.
No? I guess that's the North Georgia term. North Georgia, they say that if you see a mosquito hawk, that's where you find a snake. Wherever they are, that's why they call them snake doctors.
I think that's a mistake. Now, I don't know about North Georgia, but I saw them in big swarms of mosquito hawks from certain times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, ever which way. I couldn't have been snakes in there.
Been around there, huh? And the bug that builds a nest out of mud, and people say he doesn't sting.
Dirt dollar.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the other types that do sting? They kind of look alike.
What?
The nuts that ripen underground. In the old days, today you call them peanuts, but in the old days, how did you?
You call them penders.
Penders. I see signs, good for goobers, so they still must use the word goober.
Yeah. Well, back then they called them goobers or penders. Mm-hmm. With no peanut in it.
If a boy, similar in appearance to his father, say his father's got big ears and the boy's got big ears. You say that little fellow really
favored his father.
And suppose his father's got a bad temper and the little boy's got a bad temper. You say the same thing, would you?
You seem to dislike your father.
And the woman who helps a child or used to help at childbirth, what do you call her out on the farm? If a woman's going to have a baby, you call
midwife.
Well, did you call a midwife?
Midwife.